bringing us right up to 11 o'clock. And 11 o'clock every other Tuesday, and this is the other Tuesday, this is not the one that went before, is time for the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. And we used to call it the Apollo Bay Health Check, but then Otway Health is, we live in the Otways, and it's a much bigger catchment area, and Otway Health certainly serves a lot more people than those that just live in Apollo Bay. So we have renamed it the Otway Health Check. And as usual, these days in the chair is Ali Rodder. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Bob. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too. Just got a little feedback going on there for some reason.
A bit, something's buzzing in my ear.
Oh, well, we'll just ignore it like the professionals we are. How are things?
Yeah, pretty good. Things are always busy at the hospital. Had a particularly busy weekend, I think, with the sun coming out and lots of people heading down the coast. We were really, really busy. Ambulances went east, and so there's quite a bit of feedback in there.
Yeah, that's very odd.
I can hear myself in my headphones.
It's very strange, isn't it?
That's right. Take the headphones off.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just leave it for me to contend with.
That's right.
There were people all over town. It was just in the street was very busy too.
I know, and we've had a couple of busy weekends because, of course, it was the grand final weekend last weekend. Mm. And so, look, I think it's just a sign of things to come as we move into the summer months and the crazy Christmas period and holiday period. So we're gearing up for that at the hospital and preparing to be seeing a lot more people coming through the ED and doing a lot more work.
And part of the gearing up is sitting right next to you.
Look, I'd like to introduce to you our new nurse practitioner. His name's Brad Pickering. He's come all the way from Hervey Bay in Queensland. Goodness knows why he wants to come down to this cold country.
To experience a season or two. G'day, Brad.
We're very, very, very happy to have him here. And as you know, the nurse practitioners have been absolutely fundamental to keeping the urgent care unit ticking along and humming. I think you met Jane O'Connell a few weeks ago. So they've been providing a fabulous service for us over the last few weeks, and it's enabled us to actually bring on to staff our very own nurse practitioner, and Brad's a very welcome addition to the staff, and I'm very pleased he's here because I've got a great 2IC now.
That's good. So Brad, did you grow up in Hervey Bay?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bob.
G'day.
I did not grow up in Hervey Bay. I grew up on the Sunshine Coast, which was close.
Okay, which
to
is
Hervey
not
Bay.
Far. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've always been a Queensland boy, and I was just up for a bit of a change.
Okay. Well, you'll certainly get a bit of a change here from Hervey Bay. Although the sea, well, I don't know. I could discuss, be an interesting discussion about whether the seafood's more varied and plentiful here as opposed to Hervey Bay, but
I think all Australian seafood is great.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can tell you what, Bob, the lobster, we had some last Sunday.
Yeah.
Or Sunday before, first of the season. Mm. Absolutely beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, it is pretty special.
Absolutely fabulous. But I might get Brad to tell you a little bit, not only about his background, but the role of the nurse practitioner as it's going to pertain to Otway Health over his tenure, as he's here for good. He's bringing his family down at Christmas time, so hoping that he'll settle here and stay for a while.
That'll be good.
So, Brad, maybe tell us a bit about your background.
Well, I've been a nurse for a considerable period of time now, and as Ali has highlighted, I am a nurse practitioner. Mm. This is an advanced practice form of nursing that many people in the Apollo Bay area have now had the privilege of being cared for under the nurse practitioner model.
Yep.
It requires a significant amount of extra study on top of experience.
Mm.
And then through a special credentialing process, we get our qualification, and it allows us to see and treat people of all presentations in either an emergency setting, a palliative care setting, a community setting, and provide comprehensive, affordable healthcare.
Okay, so you are trained to make more sophisticated clinical judgments, really, when people present. You know, rather than...
Yes, Bob. Yeah. So the nurse practitioners through Medicare have been allowed to and their training, order diagnostic tests.
Yep.
So order bloods, order x-rays, and not only just order them, but interpret them.
Okay.
So right. we can provide a clear diagnosis and treatment for the patients that we see.
And in a place like an urgent care unit, then it's very often that the nurses, whether they're nurse practitioners or not, over time have probably seen more presentations of different things than some of the young doctors that are rostered on that weekend.
It is the case in a lot of places. Yeah. I think healthcare in general is very multidisciplinary and needs to be multidisciplinary.
Yeah.
And I think each component, both experience and education, need to culminate together to provide a comprehensive healthcare for a community.
Yeah, yeah, it's a group effort, isn't it, really?
It's always a group effort.
The old days of the god doctor are kind of really, you know...
No one part of the machine can work without the rest.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
The great part about it is I think we're going to see more and more nurse practitioners come into rural health because for some reason doctors seem to be deserting rural health, and it's not just here at Otway Health. It's all over Victoria. I don't know, even where I come from in South Australia, it was always a bit challenging once you're about 3 hours out of the city to find medical staff that actually want to come and settle in those small country areas. So nurse practitioners, I think we're going to see a lot more of as we go into the future, Bob.
Yeah, and they're quite big in America and in the UK, certainly. I had an issue, went to the UK a few years ago and had an issue with an eye. And there was no question of calling a doctor, and and it was fabulous, and it was good service, and you know, and so I was diagnosed and treated, and sent home with a bit of a regime, and it was great. Mm. Yeah.
And I think in a small community like Otway Health, there's room for all of us to really work as an integrated healthcare team. And I think that's the ideal scenario. And you think if you've got your local GPs, you've got your nurse practitioners as well at the hospital, you've got your nurses. And one of the wonderful things about having Brad on board is that he is there on staff now. So he's going to be there to provide a lot of education.
Yeah.
With his skill set, he's very knowledgeable. Mm. So that's a massive resource for us at the hospital.
Yeah.
But also he's there to mentor the nurses as well, because one of the challenges in small facilities like Otway Health is that you just don't see the throughput. If you're working down in Barwon Health down in Geelong, someone will come in with chest pain, and then 10 minutes later another person will come in with chest pain. And so the nurses get really skilled at managing a chest pain or managing a multi-trauma.
Yep.
We might see a chest pain one day, and then with different staff off next week, we'll see a chest pain. So it's very hard to get that continuity, isn't it?
It is very hard to get that continuity, especially in a regional area. I do have a significant background in education. I have taught at universities before.
Okay, great.
And through that experience and mentoring that I've had through that opportunity, I am hopeful to bring a lot of those skills into integrate them into the actual department that we're working in the urgent care centre, so that the staff provide comprehensive, not that they don't already provide comprehensive, but they get more exposure and more comfortable.
Yeah,
with
and the opportunity to smarten up the skills and refresh the mind about how this happens. And also, practice changes all the time, doesn't it?
Like certainly does.
Month to month, really. No, we don't do the bandage this way, we do it that way now because, and there'll be a good reason. Yeah.
It's that's a framework of evidence-based care, and it's definitely having a senior clinician allows evidence-based care to filter through the entirety of the cohort, regardless whether it's nursing or not.
Yeah.
There is an increased requirement for nurse practitioners to do more education than their junior cohort. So that increased requirement does allow me the opportunity to duck off and provide that or go to seminars that allows that evidence-based framework to filter down.
Yeah, so it's not a qualification that you just have and then put in the drawer. This is a very live thing that you need to update
So nurse practitioners are required to provide evidence very, very frequently because it is more of a competency-based framework to their clinical practice.
Yeah.
So we're very, very accountable. Everyone does seem to keep an eye on us and what we actually do.
But that's the same for doctors. They have a certain amount of continuous education that they have to do to maintain their licence, just like we do as registered nurses and nurse practitioners. We all are required to do a certain amount of education each year, and we have to prove that to maintain our registration. So one of the good things about the way the hours are structured at Otway Health at the moment is that we have a couple of hours change over time between an early and a late shift. And that's given us a wonderful resource for education, and we often get Brad or the other nurse practitioners to sit down with the nurses, and we talk about a certain subject, and it's very interactive, very informal. But to allow them to have that opportunity to pick the brains of people like Brad or Jane or some of the other girls that have been coming down to us is terrific, and it's a really good learning forum, isn't it?
It certainly is. It allows the nurses to critically think and dig up all those skills that a lot of them already have.
Yeah.
But because, as Ali has stated earlier, they don't get to use frequently in differing times of the year.
Yeah.
They do come across it again, and that you get to see them light up because the light bulb moment hits, and they're like, I know that.
That's right. Yeah, drag it out of the back bit of the memory box and put it in the front bit. Yeah, yeah.
And once the urgent care unit fires up and we get people coming through again and again and again, it's actually really good fun, isn't it, Brad?
It
sounds
is.
Terrible, but yeah, it's good fun.
It's been a couple of busy weekends, but it's been reassuring. And as Ali says, it is fun because you're able to provide comprehensive care to a community and get good outcomes for community people that you'll come across in the street.
They'll bump into you in the street. Yep.
Great sense of satisfaction.
And you'll get good feedback in the street too, don't worry about it.
That's right, they'll certainly let you know. Did anyone warn you about that?
I've had
If he's from Harvey Bay, probably it's very fairly similar.
This is a community very interested in the hospital and how it functions.
Yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't surprise me. Honestly, I haven't been here that long, so I've been here about 3 weeks, and the landscape is absolutely gorgeous, regardless of the weather being a little bit rainy and windy since I've been here. And the community's just been amazing. So they've welcomed me with open arms. I've met lots of people from the community, and everyone's just really, really welcoming and open. And so it's nice to see.
So tell me, did they have telehealth in Harvey Bay?
They do have elements of telehealth in Harvey Bay. We generally utilise telehealth for specialist opinion.
Yep.
My specialty was emergency, so we used it mainly for children because we had a specialist-run service that was also a teaching facility, so we didn't need to seek assistance
often. with the telehealth thing. But you're familiar with the protocols and the way that it works. Because we're now about 6 weeks into the...
We're 6 weeks into our telehealth trial, absolutely. Yep. And I think we've had about 30 presentations that we've dealt with through telehealth. Yep. You know, the ones that the nurses can't manage by themselves or the ones that we actually have to... call a nurse practitioner for and perhaps send them to Barwon Health via ambulance. But, you know, the ones that we call them presentations, triage 4 and 5s, basically, and not so urgent. So we tap into a doctor in Geelong at Barwon Health Emergency Department, and the patient is able to have a little chat on the television with the doctor, and he does a complete consultation. It's just through television.
On the television.
I know, it's clever. Who would have thought?
Your age is showing, Ali. It's on the screen. It's on the television.
It is a television.
It's a television
screen.
However, anyone...
It's being rude to me.
I'm being amused because I'm older too.
But you're about my vintage too, aren't
you?
Yeah,
my daughters don't even refer to television. It's just on the screen. Oh. You know, yeah.
Look, the benefits of this service, Bob, is that you can talk to a doctor, and no doctor in town. We've got one on the telehealth screen. Yep.
And it's not a virtual doctor, it's a real one.
It's a real doctor. And if any kind of medication is required or needed, or even some intravenous therapy, say if someone's got a bit of vomiting and diarrhea, might like to keep them for a couple of hours, put a drip in, give them some fluids, they will fax through the orders to us, signed medical orders, and we can give those medications and do the initial treatment, come back an hour later, doctor can talk to the patient again, and that's pretty much how it works, isn't it, Brad?
It certainly is. So with the system, they do get triaged, and the low acuity patient presentations do get put through to telehealth from those hours of 2 till 11. The screen is very interactive. Sometimes a nurse may be needed to help translate, because sometimes the audio is not great for people who have hearing difficulties.
Yep.
But there is a high definition camera that's attached to the screen.
Yep.
So it allows a lot of detail to be translated through to the medical officer at the other end. That's why they're able to make such a comprehensive assessment by taking a history and looking at the patient, because they can zoom in at a very, very fine level.
So he can examine the patient effectively and certainly then seek for the nurse at this end to, you know, take any particular tests or check any particular physical signs.
They can direct the nursing staff to do any examinations that are outside his ability to touch the patient, and then the nurse is more than able to implement any treatment plans or
So he might say, nurse, just press that area behind the shoulder blade and how does that feel? And so it's
very interactive and it works.
Yeah, fantastic.
And basically the history that the nurse has taken, that she's fed, handed over to the doctor, and the doctor takes another history, and then they sort of have a little bit of a discussion with the patient involved, and then the doctor may well say, look, you know, I think this is something we need to manage down at Geelong, pop him in an ambulance, pop her in an ambulance, and off we go, send them down to us, and we'll review them. And this might be what sort of cases would we do that with? Say a severe headache that might need a CT scan of the brain or something like that?
Anything that the medical officer at the other end identifies as needing further investigation that are outside our ability.
Yeah.
In CT scan. Bay.
So most of your CT scans, any if they're concerned about any x-rays that they may need that we are unable to facilitate at Apollo Bay, then, the medical officer at the other end will request a transfer of the patient, whether that be via ambulance or it may even be via private vehicle.
If it's not. And I guess the other thing that occurs is that this is not an emergency. Emergencies are dealt with in an entirely different manner, aren't they?
They are. If an emergency occurs anywhere between the time that telehealth is being utilised, I'll be called straight in to assess the situation, and then we will either go through...
If it's a real emergency, it'll be ambulance and gone.
It will be ambulance and gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the safety of the community. Yeah.
And that's always the case.
Certainly is.
There's not a GP alive that wouldn't want to hand an emergency straight to the appropriate ambulance.
Yeah, person. A facility that can deal with the emergency.
That's right. Yeah, it's set up to do exactly that.
Yep.
But that doesn't take anything away from what we can do there. We can certainly stabilise a patient and get them ready for transfer and put them in the ambulance in a lot better condition than when they walked into the ED or were carried into the ED, because sometimes that happens.
Yep.
You know, like it happened to a cyclist, you know, who came off on the Great Ocean Road and... No telephone service, so these people bundled him into the car and brought him straight in. So,
but that's the benefit of the model. Either with a GP or a nurse practitioner, we are able to stabilise and help a patient because it may not be a road ambulance that transfers the patient.
That's
we may need to wait for the helicopter to come in.
And sometimes, because we're a little bit remote, sometimes it can be a little while before that transport is organised.
Certainly
can.
Yeah.
But I have to say that the adult retrieval service here, in my experience, since I've been here in Otway Health, is absolutely first class.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
They have provided a fantastic service. When we've had patients that come in that are critical, they've sent a chopper or said, you know, yes, pop them in an ambulance, get them out of here straight away. Mm. They've been fantastic. So I've got a lot of faith in ARV, Adult Retrieval Victoria.
Oh, good. All right, Brad. Well, welcome to Apollo Bay. And we look forward to seeing more of you and hearing more from you. And I'm sure the school will welcome your offspring with open arms.
I'm sure they will.
It's a great school. I remember when our daughter first came that it was a big deal. And, it's a good place to live. We like it. We might play some music and then come back with some other bits
of business. Got plenty more to talk about.
This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR. John Cleary just kissed his baby, and it must be the headphones because now we don't have a buzz. And Brad, unfortunately, but fortunately in a funny kind of way, has had to scarper. He's had to run, hasn't he?
He's had to scarper?
Yeah, because there's someone in.
Still got a bit of a buzz.
Buzz.
And
a slight echo, too.
Must be you in your microphone.
No,
no,
oh,
that's
okay,
no
blame
good.
Me.
I pulled out that didn't work.
Never mind. We have to.
Let's turn them all down, shall we? Oh,
have to be consummate professionals and pretend it's not happening.
Exactly. So we'll just press on, shall we?
Indeed. So it's a good thing, really. Brad's had to go. And that demonstrates how it works.
How responsive the hospital is.
Absolutely it does.
and it's good. You know, the girls are quite, you know, confident in calling him and saying, no, we need you.
Yep.
Come and assess this patient. So I'll find out what's going on up there when I get back.
You will.
But in the meantime, I've got a couple of health warnings for you, particularly about measles, because we've had a few outbreaks.
It's been on the news
measles.
A bit.
Measles been on the news, because we've had the thunderstorm warning, asthma warning, of course. And we've talked about gastroenteritis, and that's spreading around, and also the flu. But measles is another issue again, and certainly children. Are very much at risk with measles, and they can have some terrible, terrible side effects.
So it's highly contagious, isn't it?
Highly contagious.
You know, you just have to walk into the room and out again.
It's a viral illness, and it basically starts with a fever and a rash, and you can sometimes get really fatal complications like pneumonia, encephalitis, and that's brain inflammation, and it can have some really serious side effects. But so if you're looking for signs of measles, look for a fever and general malaise, you know, just not feeling very, very well. Runny nose, dry cough, sore red eyes, conjunctivitis is one of the signs. And then you can get red and bluish spots inside the mouth. They're called coplic spots. That's a good name,
delightful.
Isn't it? And then, of course, you get the red and blotchy skin rash that appears on the face and then the hairline and can spread to the rest of the body, and you look pretty miserable with case
of
measles.
We are pretty miserable.
But you can get inflammation of the middle ear, and that can cause deafness if it gets out of control. Diarrhea and vomiting, of course, that'll lead to dehydration. And respiratory infections such as bronchitis, croup or laryngitis, and they in themselves can have devastating side effects. And, of course, the worst of that is the pneumonia.
So, and this is all largely, the whole thing is largely due to a change in vaccination protocols.
Yes, it possibly is. But then even if everyone's vaccinated, there still can be little outbreaks
little pockets,
in certain areas. But there is... there was some very dangerous research that was done, or information that was put out. This goes back many, many years, suggesting that vaccinations cause autism.
Okay.
And, of course, everyone heard autism and just said, no, not having any vaccinations, I don't want autistic children, et cetera, et cetera. And to undo that damage has been just too massive.
Yeah.
And so there's still a... two schools of thoughts with vaccines.
Yep.
But...
probably,
you know, we've seen devastating effects from whooping cough. We're seeing an increase in whooping cough. And measles, chickenpox, all the same. I mean, vaccinations have revolutionised these kind of diseases and the deaths. You know, they've mitigated the deaths from these diseases. So I'm a big proponent of vaccinating.
Yep.
For sure. Get your kids vaccinated when they're little. The schools have a program. And then you don't have to worry about
Speaking
all of this stuff.
Speaking of which, the flu's hung around a bit, and it's still not too late to get the flu vaccine.
No, it's not too late to get your flu vaccine, and there's been a couple of nasty strains this year, so you can still go and get it from your doctor.
Yeah, I was beginning to think that Fran Kelly from the ABC had something serious going on, but she's back today after nearly 2 weeks off, I think, saying that it was just a nasty flu. So
we've had a couple of staff off at the hospital with flu, and they've sort of been really knocked for a six. And it's not really a cold, you know. You feel everyone says, oh, I've got the flu, and they've really got a cold and a viral sort of respiratory infection.
Yep.
But the flu's a whole different ballgame. When you get those massive muscle aches and pains, you've got a fever, you feel like you want to die, and often it's not accompanied by a cold as well.
That's right. You don't need to be told to stay in bed when you've got the flu.
No, and the flu is particularly devastating for old people. So we're very, very conscious about hand hygiene at the hospital, as we've talked about on many occasions here with you, Bob.
Yep.
But now, before I go, I know we're running out of time. Just quickly, if anyone listening is interested in becoming a member of the Otway Health Board, it might be one way that you want to give back to the community. And there's a fairly passionate community here and a very interested community when it comes to their healthcare system. And we are looking for board members. So if you're interested, please give us a call on 5237 8500 and we'll send you lots of information about how to apply. And also, just very, very quickly, physiotherapy is still at the hospital Mondays and Thursdays. The dietitian is coming on the 18th of October. Australian Hearing is also coming on the 18th of October, so you can have a free hearing test for Seniors Month. Legal Services will be here on the 20th of October, and Choice Podiatry will be around on Tuesday the 24th and Wednesday the 25th of October. So if you want to see any of those people, just ring the hospital, make an appointment.
24th and 25th. I must remember to get to the podiatrist.
get your feet checked.
Get my feet checked out.
Very important.
Look, it's been very informative. It was great to meet Brad. And
Hopefully you'll be meeting a lot more of him. He'll bring him down on occasions to talk about interesting stuff.
Different stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And see you in a fortnight.
See you in a fortnight.
For another health check brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR.